Cody's working hard. You know, we're pretty much at the final stages of finishing up this game plan, and I tell you what, he's been here day and night trying to make sure that he's prepared and ready to give this team an opportunity to win on Sunday.
What do you think would be the biggest challenge or couple of challenges in having to prepare a rookie this early into the season when he probably wasn't expecting to play a couple weeks ago?
Well, that's one thing I would have to say about Cody is he's always prepared himself as if he was a starter. You know, that's the our policy with all of our quarterbacks, you know, because you never know when your number is going to be called. And so from a preparation standpoint, his routine was already comprehensive. But now, you know, it's going to be different on game day, a lot different than practice. You know, there's no way for us to recreate the actual game day pocket environment.
Is his preparation unusually impressive for a rookie, or is it?
No, it's what's expected.
How have you handled this week with, you know, there goes Corey with a broken hand. You're trying to prepare a rookie quarterback to play without his starting center, shifting the line. How's your week?
Well, it's, you know, as coaches, we understand that this game that we coach is really a big part of it is attrition. And so we feel like, you know, we have guys that that are very capable of stepping up and filling in a void. So my routine hasn't changed. None of our routines have changed. We're just getting ourselves ready to go out and compete against the Miami Dolphins on Sunday.
Does a guy like Rashard,
you know, bring to the offense if he ends up being the guy that steps in for Corey?
What does he bring to the offense? Rashard is he has a high football IQ. He has really good instincts, you know, for a young receiver at the at that position. You know, he has really good instincts. I think he's probably what the all-time leading receiver at Colorado State, and you know, things like that don't just happen by chance. So he's very capable of going out and playing a position, and hopefully playing that at a high level. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like it can be a building block. And, I mean, Crowell, he ran hard last week. Our guys up front, you know, they strain to create holes for our backs. And we got to finish a game running the ball. You know, we have to. And, I mean, that's really indicative to our overall team success. You know, if you're able to finish the game running the ball more times than not, you know, you're winning the game. So.
What challenges do you see when you're breaking down this Dolphins defensive front?
They have a really good defensive front. They have Ndamukong Suh, who's a great football player, you know, as well as other guys that present matchup issues for us potentially. But our guys are up to task, and we'll do whatever we got to do to protect our quarterback and open holes for our running backs.
Do you feel that you can use Terrell and some real creative ways this game, and he's willing to do anything, I'm guessing?
It's up to coach.
Is there a level of comfort because John Greco and Alvin Bailey have played before that, you know, you have to slide them into two new spots, but at least they have played this league?
Yeah, I think that's spot on. You know, you have guys that they've played the game before. They understand the intensity and the physicalness of the game on game day, and so we're counting on those guys to step in and be very productive at those positions for us.